Recent U.S. economic data, including a robust GDP growth in Q2, a surprising rise in durable goods orders, and lower than expected jobless claims, indicate a strong economy, reducing the urgency for rapid Federal Reserve rate cuts. This has driven Treasury yields and the U.S. dollar higher, stocks lower, despite Fed Chair Powell's emphasis on data-driven decisions. However, Stephen Moran argues for more aggressive rate cuts, citing a lower neutral interest rate due to fiscal policy shifts, regulatory rollbacks, and immigration changes under the current administration, which could otherwise risk employment. Upcoming core PCE data expected to show moderating inflation alongside steady personal income and spending could support two more rate cuts in 2025 if trends persist. Meanwhile, a potential government shutdown by September 30th and proposed 100% tariffs on pharmaceuticals signal heightened protectionism, which may bolster the dollar short term but could undermine its long-term safe haven status, potentially pushing BRICS nations towards gold-based trade settlements. That's all for now.